I was asked the question, why is it that we don't fast on Tisha B'Tammuz? Now, it seems like a strange question perhaps to some people, because why would we fast on Tisha B'Tammuz? So let me just give a little bit of background information as to why this question got asked. If you look in the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara there is elaborating on the comment of the Mishnah that Chamisha Dvarim Iru Asavoseinu B'Shiva Asur B'Tammuz. There were five things that happened to our forefathers on Shiva Asur B'Tammuz. And one of those five things was Huvta Ha'ir, that the city was penetrated, that the Jewish people were in Yerushalayim, had a siege that was laid to the city, and finally the wall was broken through on Shiva Asur B'Tammuz, and then they spent 3 weeks battling their enemies until finally they succumbed, and the Beis HaMikdash was set aflame on Tisha B'Av, and then the fire burned until the 10th day of Av. The Gemara says on the statement of Huvka Ha'ir B'Shiva Asur B'Tammuz, so the Gemara asks the obvious question. They say, wait a second, Huvka Ha'ir B'Shiva Asur Havet? Wait, this happened on the 17th day of Tammuz? It's not really true. B'Haksiv B'Chodesh HaRevi'i B'Tisha L'Chodesh B'Yechazak HaRa'av B'Ir. Right, so this is in Yirmiyahu Perek Min Beis. So it says that on the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, V'Yechazak HaRa'av B'Ir, and then the rest of it is V'lo Hoya Lechem La'am HaAretz. The people didn't have any bread to eat. And then the Gemara continues, Uksiv Basrei, and then it says in your Yirmiyahu Perek Min Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Vati Boka Ha'Ir, right, the Gomer, and the rest of the Pasuk is, V'chol Anshei HaMilchama, Yivruchu V'Yetzu Me'Ha'Ir, Laila Derech Shar, etc. So there it says the city was breached at that exact time. So we're talking about it didn't happen on the 17th day of Tammuz. It happened on the 9th day of Tammuz, as it says in Sefer Yirmiyahu. So Amar Rava. Rava answers, Lo kasha, kan berishona, kan b'shnia. The first set of psukim in Yirmiyahu, what's Yirmiyahu talking about? He's talking about Korban Bayis Rishon. We, in the Mishnah, we're concerned with Korban Bayis Sheni, and therefore we say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Shiva, the wall was breached on Shiva Asur B'Tammuz, the Tanya. As it says in the following Braisa, Barishona Huvka Ir B'Tisha B'Tammuz. Originally, in the terms of the first Beis HaMikdash, the wall was breached on the ninth day of Tammuz. B'Shniya B'Shiva Asur Bo. And the second time, it was breached on the 17th day of Tammuz. So simply put, we who observe Shiva Asur B'Tammuz, the 17th day of Tammuz, as a fast day, we are referring to Bayis Sheni. However, Bayis Rishon was when the wall was breached on the 9th day of Tammuz. But since Bayis Rishon was rebuilt, we don't observe the 9th day of Tammuz as a fast day. We observe Shiva Asur B'Tammuz as a fast day, which was Bayis Sheni. That is the answer that the Gemara in Tainus gives. However, there is an additional interpretation, and if you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is discussing this similar issue, and the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Zechariah, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Tzom HaRavi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShivi, V'Tzom HaAsiri, Yiyah L'Beis Yehuda, L'Sason U'L'Simcha. So he says, these fast days, the fast day on the 4th, the fast day on the 5th, the fast day on the 7th, and the fast day on the 10th, they will be, for the house of Yehuda, days of rejoicing and celebration. So Kari Lahut Tzom, first the Pasuk calls them the fast days, but Kari Lahut Sasim V'Simcha, and then it says there will be days of rejoicing. So how do we explain this? Bizman Sheish Shalom, when it's days of peace, meaning the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt and everything is good, Yula Sasim V'Simcha, we're going to rejoice. Ain Shalom, but if it's not a good situation, if there were in a difficult situation, we're being oppressed, then Tzom, then it's going to be a fast day. Amar Rav Papa Hachi Kamar. The Papa says a little bit different. Bizman sheyesh shalom yulasas l'simcha yesh gzeiras hamalchus tzom in gzeiras hamalchus ve'ein shalom ratzu misanim ratzu ve'ein misanim. He says there's actually a middle shita. If things are great and we have the geula, etc., so then they're going to be rejoicing. If there is a major persecution, then we're going to fast. And if it's middle of the road, you know, live in the United States of America, things, Baruch Hashem, there's no persecution going on, but we're not in a state of geula either, then we're at a level of ratzu misanim, ratzu ein misanim. You can choose whether or not you want to fast. So ask the Gemara, Yahki Tisha B'Av Nami. So why don't we say the same for Tisha B'Av, that we want to fast, we don't want to fast? So Amar Rav Papa, Shaini Tisha B'Av, Hol V'Huch B'Lubo Tzaros. Tisha B'Av is different because there was a double tzara. The Amar Mar, because we have the statement that we said before, but Tisha B'Av, Charav Habayis, Barishona Uvishnia, right? Tisha B'Av, both Bate Mikdash were destroyed. V'nilka da Beitar, V'nechra Shahair, right? And Beitar was sacked, the Bar Kokhba rebellion was put down, and the city Yerushalayim was plowed over. So, and now let's go a little further in this Gemara. Amrav Shimon, Arba Dvarim Hayir Bekiva Dorish Va'ani Ein Dorish Kamosa. He says there were four things that Rabbi Kiva would darshan, and I don't hold like him in terms of these drushes. Tzom Ravi'i Zeh Tisha B'Tamuz. When it says in the Pasuk in Zechariah, the Tzom HaRavi'i, this is referring to the fast of Tamuz, the fourth month, and it's the ninth day of Tamuz. Shebo Huvka Ha'ir Shenemar. Right, and he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah that we quoted before: "B'tisha lachodesh v'echzak harav ba'ir v'lo haya lechem la'am ha'aretz v'tibaka ha'ir." Right, so he says that that's his raya. That Tzom Ravi is referring to Tisha B'Tamuz. V'amai kari la Ravi. Why does it call it the fourth, the fast of the fourth? Ravi lachodashim. Right, it's referring to the fourth day of the fourth month. Excuse me. So Tamuz, if you have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. And then you have Tammuz, so that is the fourth month, and therefore it's referring to the Tzom HaRavi, means the ninth day of Tammuz. That's what Zechariah is talking about, that it'll eventually be L'Sason L'Simcha. So it sounds like Rabbi Akiva doesn't care about Shiva Asav at Tammuz, even though we know Rabbi Akiva lived after the Churban. He lived during the Bar Kokhba revolution, so he lived after the Churban. He's dafka referring to the ninth day of Tammuz. So two comments of Tosfos over here that are relevant for us. So Tosfos, Dibur Maskil, Zeh Tisha B'Tamuz, Shebo Huvka Ha'ir, is bothered by the problem of, wait a second, we know that the city was not breached on the ninth day of Tammuz, it was breached on the 17th day of Tammuz. So Tosfos gives the very simple answer, that is Rav's answer in our Gemara in Tainis Chav Chesam and Beis, which the Masoros HaShas points it out on the Tosfos. Tosfos says, Hainu Barishona, that's talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, the city was breached on the ninth day of Tammuz. Aval B'Shnia, Huvka B'yud Zayin, right? And on the second Beis HaMikdash, the city was breached on the 17th day of Tammuz. Umishim Hachi Avdinan B'yud Zayin Tainus. And that's why we fast on the 17th day of Tainus, because 17th day of Tammuz, sorry. Because we are, you know, in the process of mourning for the Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon was rebuilt by you know, and therefore we don't mourn the destruction of Bayis Rishon per se. We mourn the destruction of Bayashani. Bahach Braisa Masnina Birushalmi. Now Tosfos is going to give a second answer to this question and says that this Braisa is also quoted in the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi doesn't go with this simple answer that we're talking about Bayis Rishon versus Bayashani. Rather, they give a different explanation for what's going on here with Tisha B'Tamuz versus Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. So he says, the Garcina Bayudzayim B'Tamuz, it says specifically that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the city was breached on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. The Afagav, the Chsiv B'Kra, B'Tisha L'Chodesh, and even though we saw specifically in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, it says the ninth day of Tammuz, Kilkol Cheshbonos Hayasham. If you look in Yerushalmi, they give it a little bit of a longer answer, but Tosfos is summarizing Yerushalmi, and he says that we're dealing with a Kilkol Cheshbonos, that part of the problem that existed by Bayis Sheni, we know they were Mevatel the Tamid, and Bayis Rishon, I'm sorry, they were Mevatel the Tamid, and they were laying siege to the city, and that led to a Kilkol Cheshbonos. It led to a difficulty trying to know what day it was, and they were off by a number of days, to the extent that when they thought it was the ninth day of Tammuz, it was really the 17th day of Tammuz, and therefore really the city was breached in Bayis Rishon on the 17th day of Tammuz, as well as Bayis Sheni on the 17th day of Tammuz. However, they didn't know what was flying because of the siege, and therefore they thought it was on the ninth day of Tammuz. So now, obviously, the commentaries in the Yerushalmi say, okay, Mimela, the Jewish people in Yerushalayim didn't know when it was. And even you could suggest that Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who was smack in the middle of the destruction, he was smack in the middle of the siege, maybe he didn't know what day it was. But it's also written up in Yechezkel, and Yechezkel was in Golis at the time of the Korban Bayis Rishon. He would have known what day it was. However, Tosfos, you know, preempting this Kasha, gives a very simple answer. And he says that, the Afagam Dixib Krab Tishala Chodesh, Kilka Khajbonas Hayasham, Upaleg Ashasti Dan. This Yerushalmi is arguing on our Gemara. We'll get back to that in a second. Barot Salomar. And the pshat is, Demitoch Tirdasim To Becheshbonim. Since they were so bothered and there was such difficulty in destruction, they made a mistake in what the date really was. Velo Ratza HaPosik L'Shanos Mikimosha HaYusvurim. The Navi didn't want to change from what they thought the pshat really was, and therefore the Navi specifically wrote it down wrong, even though obviously if you're getting your information b'nevua, you know exactly what day it is. Nevertheless, the Navi didn't want to say it the right way because the people didn't think that. And the Navi wrote it in a way that the people would think was what it really was. So Tosus is saying the kasha that some of the Achronim ask in Yerushalmi is that why did the Navi write it down correctly? Tosus says the Navi didn't want to deviate from what the people actually thought who were in Yerushalayim at the time. And even Yechezkel, there was no chance he would have made a mistake. Nevertheless, he wanted to write it the way people thought it really was. So this is a very simplistic and I think also very profound statement that Tosus is making. But before we get to that, let's just explain the Yerushalmi Shita. So again, we had the Bavli that says that the first Beis HaMikdash was the city was breached on the ninth day of Tammuz, but we don't commemorate that. We commemorate the second Beis HaMikdash, and that was breached on the 17th day of Tammuz. Very simple terms. However, Yerushalmi, says Tosfos, argues on the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi says both the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, the city was breached on Shiva Asar b'Tammuz. And so why does it say it that it was in the ninth day of Tammuz? That was because of the mistake in the cheshvan that the people made because of the difficulty in the siege that they were undergoing. And then the question was, that why didn't the Navi just write it correctly? Because the Navi wanted to write it the way the people understood it. So what does this really mean? The Navi wanted to write it the way the people understood it. So you could say, Poshub Shad, very simple, that the Navi didn't want to start a whole fight with the people. The people are going to read the words of Yirmiyahu. They're going to read the words of Yechezkel, and they're going to say, okay, so if this is, I was there and I know what really happened, and it was on the ninth day of Tammuz. And here comes the Navi saying that it wasn't on the ninth day of Tammuz; it was really on Shiva Asar b'Tammuz. So it's going to cast an aspersion on the entire content of the Navi because it seems like he's getting his details wrong. So why should I trust anything else that he says? That's one simple way to look at it. However, another way to look at it could be the way I heard from one of my rabbeim that if you read a lot of Yirmiyahu, is bedafka so out of order. The whole flow of Yirmiyahu seems to be non-existent. That each one perek is one place, one perek is in the next place. It totally says it's like the diary of a person who gives you the feeling for how things were during the times of the Churban. Like one of the things that people lost their senses about was time and how to make a proper cheshbon about the calendar and how to know what happens when, because it gives you the understanding of what the people were going through a little bit to realize that that what we take for granted as the most obvious and simple things, they just weren't able to keep up with them. You know, if you talk to people who lived through the camps, they really just like when they were keeping diaries, the diaries couldn't be trusted for accuracy. The accuracy was in the feeling, the accuracy was in the experience that they had, but the accuracy in terms of person, places, and things, that really cannot be, you can't rely on that because they just were they're so deprived in terms of their senses, in terms of their cheshbonos, so they really had no ability to keep things straight in terms of names, dates, and places, and things like that. So perhaps that's the pshat. What Tosus is trying to say is that the Navi didn't want to deviate from that because deviating from that and getting all the facts correctly would not give you a proper understanding of what the people were going through. The people were going through this tragedy that was so, there was so much sensory deprivation, like we experienced in those horrible times in the camps. So we want to understand that really was the experience of Klal Yisrael during the times of the Churban, and therefore they bedafka wrote the date incorrectly, even though they obviously knew al pi nevuah what the correct date was.